It's time to look into the world of sports, and for that, we turn to our own Tony Cox. Earlier today, Tony sat down with our sports guru, New York Times writer Bill Roden.
Hey, Bill.
The great Tony Cox again.
Listen, we have Kobe, who may be on the trading block, Major League Baseball may be instituting instant replay, and Randy Moss and T.O. may have finally found the right uniform. So let's start with baseball, Bill, because the Red Sox and Cleveland, as we all know, play today. And Colorado's waiting in the wings after having already plowed through the National League. But as we approach the World Series, before you talk about whether you think Colorado can do what, you know, Florida and the Angels and Arizona have also done in this millennium, instant replay is on the table again in Major League Baseball. Commissioner Bud Selig says he hates it, but he's willing to talk about it.
Well, I think we're going to see it. You know, in 2005, Bud said, I hate it. In 2006, he said, well, no. In 2007, he said, let's talk. So I think, Tony, that we're one big gaffe away in the World Series, one major blunder from having instant replay. And I think that what's going to happen is that we're first going to have it in the spring training on a limited basis.
On a tryout basis.
Yeah, tryout basis. But I predict in about two to three seasons, we're going to have instant replay. And in about 17 years, our grandchildren will be saying, what? You guys never had instant replay?
Wow, they need it, too. Hey, let's talk about Colorado for a moment. I mean, the Cinderella team of the year, they went, what, 21 out of 22 at the end of their last run and are heading into the World Series. Are they going to be able to do what the Angels did, what Florida Marlins did, what the Arizona Diamondbacks did, coming in and surprising people and winning the whole thing?
I don't think there's any reason that they can't, Tony. I mean, beyond Cinderella, they've got a tremendous left hook, you know. I mean, they are a great hitting team. They've always been a great hitting team historically. This year, they are an outstanding pitching team. They've got great belief in themselves. If you just looked at them through this streak, this winning streak, they picked each other up. The confidence, Tony, is just so high. Only thing I caution against is, you know, baseball is not like football, basketball, where momentum is something major. You don't really have that kind of momentum in baseball. So I think this dead period now, while they're waiting, might be the only thing to kind of throw some cold water on their hot streak.
I like them a lot. All right, talking about hot streaks, nobody in the major sports world right now, at least in American sports, is on a hotter streak than the New England Patriots, who are undefeated. And, you know, talk is starting to begin, Bill Roden, that this may be a comparison to the 1972 Miami Dolphins, who went undefeated. It's fair comparison?
It's beyond fair, Tony. I mean, this team is great. And if no one gets hurt, if none of their key guys gets hurt, man, I think they're going to run the table. If Brady doesn't get hurt, if Dante Stallworth doesn't get hurt, if that passing game stays intact, they've got a great running game. The defense is just beginning to pick up. Seymour just came back. Rodney Harrison came back. I mean, I think that's kind of like in bid whisk, you know, when you could run that Boston. I think for all of you bid whisk players
So you like them?
I like New England. I like New England's chances of running the table.
Running the table. Let's talk about somebody who's a part of making that happen and somebody who isn't. And these are the two number 81s, Randy Moss and Terrell Owens. It seems as if, at least in Randy Moss's case, putting on a New England Patriot uniform all of a sudden made him a nice guy again.
Well, let's not go that far. I mean, I don't think he was ever not a nice guy. I just think that there are some character issues that were brought out by losing, and we don't see those character issues yet because everything is wonderful. He's never been in a system like that, like New England since Minnesota with Dante Culpepper. But this is just a perfect situation. I mean, Tom Brady, that system is just wonderful. They've never had a wide receiver like that. I mean, you look at them play, Tony. It's like two kids playing catch.
Mm-hmm. MVP candidate. MVP candidate.
If the season started right now, I don't see what else. And you know, everybody talked about Dallas and New England, but when you saw that game,
no contest.
It was just another level of football.
Let's talk about another level of football right now. As a matter of fact, let's talk about college football. The BCS rankings came out this week, as you know. Ohio State, hard to believe, number one right now, but I can't. And South Florida, number two. I can't see them staying in those positions the rest of the way. Can you?
Yeah. Well. Yeah, kind of. I mean, this is, you know, unlike previous years, turn the last, I think, 3 or 4 years, where one loss would base, you almost had to be perfect to play for the national championship. This year, I think you could lose a game, two games, and to be honest with you, Tony, South Florida really should be number one. They really should have been number one. I just think the voters just couldn't bring themselves to vote for South Florida. But South Florida's kind of got it going on.
Well, if they beat Rutgers in their game scheduled for today, maybe they will move up into the number one spot for next week.
Well, they should. I like them.
One more thing before we get away. There's a guy out here in California who needs a team to play for. He's tall, scores pretty well, good defender. But the owner of the team doesn't like him anymore. His name is Jerry Bussett. Kobe Bryant, is there a team that could take him, would be interested in taking Kobe? Who might that be?
New York, the Big Apple. Please, Kobe, please come to New York. You would be tremendously appreciated here.
But they said they didn't.
This is the desert.
Isaiah said they don't want him. Well, said no, no. He just said that.
Isaiah has, you know, maybe his judgment is not that great.
Well, you know, our time's running out, but I have heard that Mark Cuban is the guy that really wants to bring Kobe to the Dallas Mavericks. Wouldn't you give up Dirk Nowitzki for Kobe Bryant?
In
a heartbeat.
No question.
Bill Roden, thanks a lot. We'll talk again real soon.
Hey, Tony, it's always a pleasure.
NPR's Tony Cox talking with William Roden. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback.